This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Nikki here with you tonight. We started the show in a way I was not expecting to. Mark Edge called in. He's a co-host here on Free Talk Live, who has been out of the studio for a while due to various different bail restrictions and also due to the fact that he does like to travel around. As he was mentioning, and has been investigating these special economic zones for the last several years, and has finally apparently settled on one, or maybe it'll be a special economic zone. I don't think it is yet. Not sure exactly what the plan is there, but it involves something called Coral Beach Village on an island called Utila outside of Honduras. And there is a special economic zone on the island next door, which is called Roatan, and that, I think, was part of what had brought Mark to that area of the world to learn about. So there are special economic zones in the area. They are something that can be created there. And I got to say, you know, it's an interesting project. I've always been supportive of Mark in this project. I want him to find this place, and I want it to work out. I think it'd be great if New Hampshire had some competition. And if he thinks it is going to be possible for people who are of lesser means than Mark, because he's fairly well off, having done very well with the Bitcoin, thanks to Roger Ver and Bitcoin.com and their sponsorship over years, to me it always seemed like a rich man's project. And, like, you know, if the average person can't duplicate it, if you can't be anybody and participate, to me that's a real mark against it. So if he's trying to make it so average folks can participate, I think that's an important thing to do. That said, not everyone wants to move to an island. Not everyone's career is going to be in a, like, one of the objections to New Hampshire sometimes is, they don't have my career. And there's 1.4 million people living in New Hampshire, so you figure, oh, well, we got it all? No, not necessarily. There are still some careers that you might have to, like, work in Boston or something like that. Or maybe there's not even in North New England at all. I mean, that's a pretty rare objection, but I have heard it from people that, well, my career doesn't transfer up there. There's nothing that I can do. And so if that's a problem with New Hampshire at 1.4 million population, it's going to be a problem way more with an island with several thousand people maybe living on it. That's going to be a big issue. So unless your job is completely portable, you know, there's not going to be a whole lot of waitressing jobs on an island with 3,000 people, because everybody that's probably, if there's like restaurants there, and I don't know how many there are, they probably already have all the waitresses they need, and they're probably all Hondurans who will work for way less than an American waitress.
I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure if this is truly, and I don't know.
True.
I was going to say, I'm not sure if this is truly a project for, like, the average person.
I'm not either. I'm skeptical of his claims.
Average people, I'm speculating that the majority of Americans are working paycheck to paycheck. Especially at this point with inflation.
It's more than a majority, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think the majority of people can afford to buy a plane ticket to get down there. Like, find work, and so I think you would have to be well off to be able to do this. But that's just my speculation. Maybe Mark's correct, and, like, the average middle-class person would be able to do this. So I guess we'll see.
We will see.
My discrepancy with Mark is not even really a logistical one, even though I think the logistical ones are so obvious. Like, I don't understand why he thinks that it's easier to move to an island with 4,000 people than a state on possibly the same continent you live on. The average person who we're kind of targeting lives on in the United States, I'd say. But I think it's a moral objection. I don't want to move to a special area of Honduras, knowing how the Honduran government is extremely corrupt, and just be like, oh yeah, don't, I don't care about what they do to the people who live in Honduras. I'm a privileged white American, and I'm just going to get pay them off to leave me alone, and that's just how I'm going to live my life until I die. I find it really sad because Mark, Ian, and I are the, I don't know what you call us, the ministers in the Sharfree Church.
We're some of them.
And I just think it's really sad that, Mark is a great minister. He's ministered to me about my anger issues, but I just don't understand how he doesn't see
an issue.
Can you
believe she has anger issues? This is the first I've heard of it.
I've seen it.
Yeah. She seems really calm to me most of the time.
The government doesn't think so. The federal government made me take management classes.
You did lash out at some of the state reps. I have seen you do that, I guess. But, yeah, I get where you're coming from on that, Bonnie. And that has always been my objection to the move somewhere where you can pay the cops off advocates. And
yeah.
There are those people, right? There's the people who say, hey, you don't even have to be that wealthy to move to Mexico. You can live like a king for what people pay for a one-room apartment in Keene, New Hampshire. You can live very, very well. So if you've got a job that is portable, you can simply move to one of these places and have a much easier life and have what some people argue is a much freer life. My objection always comes down to, yeah, but what about the other people in Mexico?
Yeah.
What about the average people in Mexico who cannot just pay off the cops, who are being abused by those police? Because we know police abuse people in the United States. They sure as hell do it everywhere else, because cops aren't any different anywhere else. They're all just a bunch of power-mongering people. Maybe not all of them. There are some that probably aren't in it for the power. But there's plenty that are. And they are going to wield it on those people. And I remember hearing there was a taxi driver that Mark and I had, because we went down to Anarchapulco a few years in a row until we didn't anymore. But we had the same taxi driver, so we created a relationship with him, and he told us some stuff. And I remember he was telling me about a woman just being harassed by the police outside of a club at whatever time of day it was. She was drunk coming out of the club, and they were threatening her. And if she didn't, do X, Y, or Z, then they were going to arrest her and so on and so forth. I don't remember all the details, but that was kind of the gist of it. And I found myself thinking, if I were seeing that happen, like if I'm in Keene and something like that's happening, I pull out my video camera and, I engage in whatever.
Yeah, it might not be a good idea in Mexico, though.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I can do things here because, first of all, I speak the language. That helps.
Yeah.
Secondly, I was born here, and so they can't just eject me. Like, I'm not a guest in their country, right? They can't just eject me from the country because they don't like me, or put me in, prison cell easily, because I know my rights, and I know what my rights are, and I know how to stand on them. And yes, I've been arrested for recording government workers before, and I won that case. The ACLU of Massachusetts took my case, and I got $15,000, thousands of dollars in a payout in that particular case. So, I'm willing to do those things here, but if the same thing happened in Mexico and I was living this lifestyle of the gringo who just pays the cops off to leave him alone,
kinda gross.
Then that just, to me, means I am completely ineffective at actually helping other people who are in need of assistance. You cannot change that system. That system is not going to be something that, again, the gringo can get into and try to convince the politicians there to do things differently. You certainly can't run for office or do any of the things, the myriad of things that the Free Staters here are doing. So that's, to me, it feels like just giving up that whole thing. And that's why I was saying to him, I don't think we have the same goals, because it feels like giving up to move to an island or to Mexico or whatever. Sorry, Bonnie, go ahead.
Like I was going to say, just because the Free State Project used to have a tagline or whatever that was liberty in our lifetime, it's never been my goal. It sounds like a great idea. Sounds great. But I'm in to liberty more for the ascension of mankind than just for my own personal gain.
Yeah.
I also do think that New Hampshire is one of the freest places on earth, and I think freedom means different things to everyone. Like you said, like, we all have different goals, but to me, freedom first starts from within, so I guess it doesn't matter where you are, but for me, freedom would be able to, like, be completely independent, be able to live off the grid, be able to self-source, like, water, electricity, my food, and I feel like you can do that in New Hampshire very easily, not to mention the massive Liberty community that can help you with that.
Right, and the idea that Mark wants to just tell people, oh, if you're not from New England, don't move to New Hampshire. No, come visit, see if it's right for you, plug into the community here, and I guarantee you, you're going to find an experience that is unlike anything. It cannot be duplicated anywhere else on the planet because we've got the number.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
800-951-6160. We're talking about competing liberty migrations. The idea of moving to an island, a low-population island, which has been something that Mark Edge, one of our co-hosts, has been pursuing for some time. And then the idea of moving to the largest libertarian migration on the planet, a success by all measures, the Free State Project, the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. Mark was talking it down earlier, and I didn't want to get into a debate with him on the air, but the fact is, thousands of liberty-minded people coming to the same place means there will be some serious success stories. And the fact that we have CACR 32, the New Hampshire Exit Amendment, the constitutional amendment that has been put forth and has had a public hearing that the three of us all attended. We witnessed it. It was 3 hours long of nonstop testimony in favor of independence. There was only one guy who was just an average person there who spoke against it. Everyone else was in favor of independence.
And then afterwards he was saying, oh, I think I'm seeing where you guys are coming from.
Was he really?
Well, that's what I heard. I wasn't there for it.
That.
I had to leave early.
Well, so that's one example of the fact that Free Staters have been elected here. Libertarians elsewhere cannot claim any significant amount or even an insignificant amount of state legislators in any other state. I believe there's like one libertarian legislator somewhere in Nebraska or something like that. And they only
Wyoming?
Maybe it's Wyoming. They only won because the Democrats and the Republicans, it was like one or the other didn't run, and so it was only a two-way race.
It was him versus a Democrat in Wyoming.
District. Yeah. So that's how that person won that office. Here, the Libertarians, a lot of them run as Republicans. Some have run as Democrats and won that way as well. But we run a lot of them in the main parties. The Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, though, is actually very principled, very strong. They've been getting a lot of national attention from other Libertarians. But the fact is there are over 40 right now in the state house of 400 state reps, 10% of them, a little more than 10%, are Free Staters, people who have migrated here as part of the Free State Project. That's my understanding. That's the numbers that have been touted. More of them, more than 40, like somewhere upwards of 80 to 100, are mostly libertarian as far as they vote pro-freedom more often than they don't, and they rank at either like an A or a B rank by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is an excellent organization that, Bonnie, you're involved with now, doing some bill reviews that you just got started with that. But they review all the bills every single year, or as many of them as they can. There's like 800, and they only have so many volunteers. So if you're looking for something that you can help people with, even if you're not in New Hampshire and you want to still help the activism movement here, get over to nhliberty.org, and you can get signed up there, and you can become a bill reviewer, and then, you know, you can help a lot this political process. Does that happen anywhere else? Does that happen in any other states? Are there actual libertarians reading as many bills as possible?
I doubt it.
Hundreds of bills, making recommendations for all of the state reps, then printing out the voting recommendations on a sheet of gold paper. They call it the gold standard, and standing in front of, as we are going to tomorrow, Bonnie, we're going to be handing out flyers at the state house for NH Exit. But the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is there every single time they have a state house full house session. They're standing there with these flyers, and they're handing out to the reps. Doesn't matter if they're Democrats or Republicans. All 400 reps and the senators, there's 24 of them, they all get one of these sheets. That way they know what the pro-liberty voting method would be on each bill. These are just some of the things that go on here in New Hampshire that are just tremendous levels of political activism. We haven't talked about civil disobedience or, you know, anything else that goes on. Just from a political perspective, there's no more successful place than New Hampshire on the planet. So it doesn't matter whether you're in California, New York State, Florida, Oklahoma, or wherever you are. If you want to be where there are more libertarians than anywhere else, per capita, and even probably raw numbers at this point, New Hampshire is that place. And it doesn't matter if you want to be, as Mark said, oh, you got to be a total activist. No. Some people just move here, and they settle in, and they raise their family, and they go and they vote.
A lot of people do that.
And they don't do much else, at least nothing I'm aware of. And that's okay.
you know what? They're having a better life because New Hampshire has been rated as the number one place to raise a family. Why is that? Well, number one, it's one of the most safest places. It's probably the safest. You know, New Hampshire and Vermont kind of compete for the safest place as far as violent crime is concerned.
And not being having to be brainwashed by the state is a huge one that hasn't even been factored in yet.
When you say that, what do you mean?
What are they called? Government schools? The thing that New Hampshire came out with, so you don't have to go to public school.
Oh, yeah, education savings accounts. That's really new, too. That just started.
That's what I'm saying. It didn't even get factored in yet.
And you know what? Even I've heard some good things. I'm usually talk a lot of smack about public schools.
Mm-hmm.
I've recently heard some good things about a particular public school up in the North Country.
Oh, like them having kids read good books, that
kind
of thing? Yeah, I've heard about that.
They were doing some sort of, shooting event, like teenagers learning how to shoot guns. Yeah.
The North Country is a special place, from what I understand.
Yeah, so I was very pleasantly surprised when I heard that. So even the public schools aren't really that bad here.
Still, though, definitely would want to stay away from public schools. It's easier to homeschool
absolutely.
Here in New Hampshire. It's relatively easy. But, I mean, we could spend hours just talking about the success stories, and the fact is numbers matter. The more freedom-loving people we get here, whether they be super activists like Dave Ridley, or whether they be barely activist families that are just trying to raise their kids and, you know, go to school and whatever, the more people that we have in this community, the stronger it is, and the more frustrated these statists are going to be. I mean, almost every day, the Free State Project account on Twitter is posting examples of statists flipping out about the fact that the Free State Project exists and has been so successful. They are losing their minds on a regular basis, and they're having these seminars about us, and, we gotta do something to stop them.
Emergency meetings.
Yeah, they seriously are freaking out, and they've been doing this for years. It seems like it's accelerating now. They're getting really worried because the election is coming up, and they know the Democrats, the studies have shown that they are burning their bridges with constituents over the COVID mandates, and yet the Dems in New Hampshire are still freaking out about, oh my God, we have to put up barriers in the state house or else we can't come back to the state house to do our, you know, business or whatever they're going to do tomorrow. So tomorrow is the first day that since the beginning of COVID, the first day that the full 400, and I doubt it's going to be all 400, but the 400 state reps are supposed to come back to the actual state house to have their full hearing. And so they've been meeting in these like stadiums and big convention halls where they've been socially distanced up until now. And so the Democrats said they had to have plexiglass installed between the Republicans.
Wait, did they really do that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is so dumb.
And it's crazy because it's not in between every person. It's just the Democrats and Republicans.
Like segregate each other. That's so weird.
Yeah, we're going to see it tomorrow.
I did not know that.
We're going there. We'll see it in person because Bonnie and I and hopefully some other folks are going to go watch what happens with the NH Exit Constitutional Amendment. And I'll share one of these flip-outs with you by somebody who just loves it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is now in Poland. This comes after the White House said there was a temporary breakdown in communications between Poland and the United States concerning sending fighter jets to Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains that additional jets for Ukraine could also put NATO forces at risk of being dragged into a bigger conflict with Russia.
The intelligence community has assessed that the transfer of MiG-29s to Ukraine may be mistaken as escalatory and could result in a significant Russian reaction that might increase the prospects of a military escalation with NATO.
U.S. officials are warning that Russia could use chemical weapons in an attack on Ukraine, an official with the Biden administration telling NBC News that the United States is concerned after Russia made a claim that Ukraine was planning a false flag chemical weapon attack. USA Radio News. A New Orleans airport says former President Donald Trump suffered plane trouble over the weekend. New Orleans Lakefront Airport Director Bruce Martin telling the local paper in New Orleans the former president's flight suffered an engine failure over the Gulf of Mexico. The plane safely landed at Louis Armstrong, New Orleans International Airport. A ship that sank over 100 years ago has been located.
The legendary wooden ship Endurance has been found in remarkably good condition. 10,000 feet underwater in the Weddell Sea, that's off the Antarctic coast towards South America, where it sank in 1915. Irish explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton was trying to reach the South Pole, abandoned the Endurance after it became trapped in ice. The ship was crushed by ice and sank 4 miles off its last reported position. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 654 points on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here at the number 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here at the number 603-283-6160. And you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there. One of them is our social media platform that we launched over a year ago. I think almost 2 now, or close to it. And
Nikki.
Here's a story from, this is the Conway Daily Sun. This is one of the northern New Hampshire newspapers in a, I don't know if it's a letter to the editor or it's kind of on the long side, so I'm guessing it's actually an editorial piece by a woman named Jonna Carter. She lives in Center Conway, and she writes this. New Hampshire State House is harboring a festering variant, one for which we desperately need a vaccine. I'm not talking about Omicron, nor its subvariant BA2. Our state government has been infiltrated by an alien cancer known as the Free State Project.
That's so offensive to, like, people who have gotten cancer to just
right?
be like, people who I don't like politically are cancer.
That's a great point, Bonnie.
It's like also being like a, I don't know, it's like being like a little troll online.
It's also dehumanizing to call someone an alien cancer, kind of like, you know, dirty Jap or whatever. Like, all right, well, let's start genocide against the Free Staters now. They're not even humans.
Yeah, like when there was this girl that was going crazy. I don't even know if it's really her actual opinions. She's a native here, and she was saying that you guys are invading. I was just like, wow, say that, tell that to the Native Americans if your family's been here this whole time.
And these same people are generally advocating for things like open borders and allowing Mexicans to migrate here, which I think is great. I don't have an issue with that, but it's just very ironic that people will say that that's okay, but that I'm a cancerous alien from moving here from Massachusetts.
Right. You're the kind of alien they don't want, right? For 20 years, Free Staters have been moving to New Hampshire, quote, from away, unquote, with every intention of altering the cultural and political landscape to suit some warped idea of authoritarianism.
And yet they don't want to leave the Union and be even more of their own culture and own identity. They want to be in the Union. So,
good
I mean,
point.
It doesn't make any sense.
To which they profess to subscribe. I've said it before, the Free Staters are the folks giving libertarians a bad name. Of the 50 states, I can think of none more than ours that so proudly leans libertarian. Libertarianism reflects New Hampshire's spirit and history, espousing, as it does, independence, equality, and personal freedoms. Don't conclude, however, that because the Free Staters have assumed the libertarian moniker, that this makes them so.
It's very convenient that she can just say the Free Staters and she won't list any names. If I was writing an article about somebody like I did about Brody Deshays, I'd list Brody Deshays, not just, you know.
She's got one name coming up.
Mm.
But her point here is that we're not real libertarians. We're the bad people.
So what is a libertarian then? Does she ever define that term?
Well, we'll continue here. She says that don't conclude that because the Free Staters have assumed the libertarian moniker, this makes them so. They've been able to infiltrate state government by cloaking themselves in live free or die, and this pretense has gone largely under the radar. Free Staters are about as anti-libertarian as you can get. They're absolutely not advocating personal freedoms. They're about power and control.
Oh.
Their agenda is one of far-right extremism. The era of Trump has been a boon for these clowns, as it's afforded their ilk a platform and thus, if not legitimacy, some standing. They run on the Republican ticket, but neither are they Republicans. In a word, they are fascists.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. This has to be satire.
I don't know. It's a good question. While libertarians are against government overreach, the Free Staters are the very definition of government overreach. They've invaded our schools, our voting booths, and our medical consultations, from threatening teachers to eroding voting rights to stripping women of their right to privacy in the doctor's office. They're more akin to Gestapo than libertarians.
Is she okay?
What situation could she be referring to about stripping women of the right to privacy? Imagine a libertarian campaign against something like
this. This is a straight-up attack by, unless it's satire, as you suggested, it's a straight-up attack against libertarians to try to position them as something besides what we are, which is people that are actually concerned with individual liberties and freedoms.
Everything she's saying, it's like the complete opposite of everything that Free Staters typically stand for. It's kind of weird.
It's pretty funny because about a year ago, I thought about the fact that just in general, people who want to be against people like me who are liberty-minded, they will attack the word freedom because it has kind of a connotation with, like, you know, a shirtless, fat guy waving an American flag saying, freedom, America, all that stuff. But they never attack the word liberty. And I looked up the differences of the definitions, and off the top of my head, I'm not going to be able to give you the exact definition of each, but I realized it's because they just absolutely cannot defend being anti-liberty.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no being anti-liberty. So this woman, she is like, okay, I can't defend, or I can't attack libertarianism, so I'm going to lie and say that the Free Staters aren't libertarian, and not even give any actual explanation of why I think that.
And this is just one example. I mentioned before, if you follow Free State NH on social media, I follow them on Twitter, they're constantly posting these.
Yeah, there's so many.
Insane people who are just going off about the Free Staters. And you have to, you need to ask yourself, if you live anywhere else besides New Hampshire and you're a libertarian activist, does this ever happen where you live? Does anyone ever write any letter to the editor or editorial piece for a local newspaper about libertarians?
You know what they say? All publicity is good publicity.
And the fact that they have to feel they have to do this,
it shows that it's working.
Is an acknowledgement that we have had a tremendous impact, not just the fact that we've been elected, but that they are scared of what we are accomplishing in New Hampshire, because the Free Staters are the vote tying. Whatever you want to call it, they can break any tie, right? Because if there's X number of Republican status and X number of Democrat status and one side wants to pass a bill, well, they got to have the Free Staters, because if they're both going against one another, the Republicans and the Democrats, if the Free Staters want to kill the bill, then they vote to kill it, and it's dead. If they want the bill to pass, they vote to pass it, and it passes. That's what you can do with just 10% of the state house. But going on, she says the objective of the Free Staters is not merely to divest us of personal freedoms, but to divest us of our nation. They've relocated to New Hampshire to become a force in state government, their ultimate goal being secession from the United States. I recollect this being attempted once before. They love the callback to the Civil War, right? You know, that's, they always, statists always love to trot that one out as the reason why you can't do it now.
And do they ever trot out the fact that Abraham Lincoln bombed, you know, people, and there weren't even soldiers during the Civil War,
oh, no,
and was obviously
not
the aggressor in that
These
situation?
These people believe that Abraham Lincoln is a hero.
Yep, everybody does.
Trying until recently to downplay the secession idea, now they're ready to activate the plan. This past week, now this was written in early February, CACR 32 came before the State House, or the House State Federal Relations and Veterans Affairs Committee, sponsored by Representative Mike Silvio. The proposed amendment reads in part, quote, "The state peaceably declares independence from the United States and proceeds as a sovereign nation," unquote. Friday, the committee voted to recommend CACR 32 inexpedient to legislate. Hopefully the legislature will vote to adopt the recommendation, but the writing is on the wall. This is merely the beginning. She's right about that. State Rep. Israel Piedra found the committee discussion eye-opening and very troubling. Some Republican members, by the way, this man, Israel Piedra, did not attend the three-hour-long testimony. So I doubt that he sat there and watched it at home, but he certainly was not in the room, because I remember there was actually a Free Stater sitting at his location on his desk, on the desks. So the number here is 603-283-6160. We'll continue with this breathless hit piece against the Free Staters trying to position us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about independence and the New Hampshire exit movement that is causing people who are statists to flip out. And they tend to be more on the left than on the right, but there are definitely plenty of people on the right that do not want to see secession happen. So
people on the left and the right are both liars who are anti-secession. They're never against it for any honest reason. Like, they're always lying.
That's a good point. We're going to get back into this story here, but also you're invited to join us online over at freetalklive.com, and we got a lot of features there, including feeds, RSS feeds that you can pop into your favorite podcast client and subscribe to Free Talk Live to get each episode as it's released. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find multiple different feeds. There's one that's the full show and the digest. There's another feed that's just for the digest. There's another feed that's just for the full shows. So you'll find those over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Back to the story from the Conway Daily Sun. It's a newspaper that appears in northern New Hampshire, in the town of Conway. The woman writing this is trying to claim that the libertarian free staters are not, in point of fact, libertarians. We're actually fascists, which is the first time, I got to say, that I've ever heard that one. But she goes on to focus on the issue of independence, saying that we're now moving to our plan to secede from the United States, and that this CACR 32 is the first step. And of that, she is correct. CACR 32 is the first major political step that any state has taken towards an independence movement. We understand our chances are pretty poor. The odds are the establishments on both the left and the right are going to swing into to play against this thing. But the funny thing is, even though both the left and the right on this committee that we all sat in front of and a couple of us spoke in front of, this Federal Relations Committee, voted 21-0, meaning every single Republican and Democrat on the committee. It's, you know, it's almost half and half. It's like, you know, if the Republicans are in charge of the state house, they'll be 12 out of the 22, and the other 10 will be Democrats. So they all voted against this thing. But yet one of the Democrats, Representative Israel Piedra, still tries to make it sound like they're more against secession than the Republicans. He said, quote, "The committee discussion was eye-opening and very troubling. Some Republican members were more concerned with whether secession could be successfully implemented than with the concept itself," unquote. According to Piedra, committee chair Al Baldessaro, quote, "agreed with the concept of secession and lamented that a sufficient plan does not currently exist to carry it out." Yikes, says the author. Sylvia noted that...
So this person just wants people to be anti-secession without thinking about it at all.
Of course.
You just need to be anti-secession and not think about why or how it would work.
Right, because it's the United States is the most important thing ever. We couldn't possibly leave it. Mike Sylvia, who's the founder, or not the founder, but the prime sponsor of this bill, CACR 32, the constitutional amendment, noted the hearing was packed with people supporting the amendment. Not a huge surprise. Free staters band together to attend and influence any meeting in which their interests stand to be promoted. That's a huge compliment, right? The fact that we have the ability, we have the numbers, we have the organizational ability to come together and influence the legislature. That's like what you're supposed to do, right?
I was going to say, like, Democrats don't do that. Like, Republicans don't do that. That's just what people who have, they have a vision for how they want the world to be.
Right.
Act, and it's legal in the United States, and in fact, it's the way that we've always
done things. That's what you're supposed to, quote-unquote, do. But turns out, when you actually show up to a meeting, then they lament the fact that you showed up.
And they always tell us, oh, well, if you don't like the way things are, then you better get involved and change things.
Yeah, but when you show up, they want you to go home. Free Stater, she says, Sylvia said, quote, "some may consider it a laughable question," unquote, regarding the amendment. "It's preposterous," says the author here, "but it's anything but laughable. Rather, it's insidious and dangerous, and it further imperils our republic as democracy is under siege, not only in New Hampshire, but throughout the country."
Oh, thank God.
Here's a window into Mike Sylvia's character. The Laconia Daily Sun quoted a discussion of his secession strategies. This is where we were having a meeting about early on about the wording of the amendment and stuff. He said, quote, "This is not my feeling, but you know the atmosphere out there is that those dirty Mexicans or Guatemalans or whatever are coming across the border, bringing in COVID with them. It's a bit of nonsense, but that is a genuine mood that is out there, and whether or not it's true, if we could take advantage of it, why wouldn't we?" Unquote. She says, "for starters, how about decency?"
This is exactly, actually, she is actually part of the type of people thinking that, whether she wants to accept it or not. If she is saying that people who are from America coming to New Hampshire to be part of the Free State Movement is a cancer.
Alien cancer.
What would she think?
Yeah.
That she's being no
decent.
Different than somebody who says that Mexicans or Guatemalans coming up here is a cancer.
Yeah.
I don't see the difference at all.
That's the difference is Mike Sylvia doesn't actually believe that.
Yeah, and
Mike
she
Sylvia
does.
Mike Sylvia is just saying, hey, let's pander to these people if we need to get them to support secession.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's ugly, but that's politics. And politics isn't decent. It's disgusting. She goes on. She says, the idea of secession is taking hold. Hashtag national divorce was trending on Twitter in December. As a victim of divorce, I can assure everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
A victim of divorce? Is she saying that her husband divorced her and she didn't want to leave? Or she didn't want him to leave?
That's a great question.
I've never heard the term victim of divorce in my life. If she means her parents got divorced when she was a kid, I could see how that would hurt. But at the same time, like, I don't think that makes you a victim.
Here's what she says. I can assure everyone that you don't want the United States of America as your respondent. So I think she's referring to the idea that the U.S. is abusive and they're going to hurt you.
And I also like how she used the term victim of divorce, but she referred to human beings as alien cancer in the beginning. Like, that's not offensive, but using the word divorce is.
Yeah.
She's just...
Have New Hampshire Republicans thought this through? In a good year, federal funding contributes to a third of the New Hampshire state budget.
After we give it to them.
Right.
And then they give it back.
They give a fraction of it back.
Yeah. It's like being grateful for your tax returns. Like, oh, thank you so much for
these
taxes.
What would I do without you?
Yeah.
Add COVID to the mix, and this is up significantly. Representative Tim Horrigan called the secession movement un-American, pointing out that it defies the oath of office. Every elected official, upon their swearing in, is required to take the oath, a catchy little ditty that goes, quote, I blank solemnly swear that I will bear faith and true allegiance to the United States of America and the state of New Hampshire and will support the Constitution thereof.
And then it could just be changed when we left.
In conclusion, if it looks like an insurrectionist, swims like an insurrectionist, and quacks like an insurrectionist, it's probably a free stater.
Oh my God. Well,
insurrection involves
violence. Yep.
By definition, so yeah. That's ridiculous.
CACR 32 does nothing but promote a simple, peaceful, nonviolent vote on this question. It is not a vote on secession. This is something that many of these state reps do not understand. Certainly many of the people who are looking at it do not understand. A state representative is not violating their oath of office by putting something on the ballot that the people requested. People said, we want to vote on independence. Some state reps said, okay. We'll put together a constitutional amendment, and you guys, you know, can work on promoting it. And if the state reps vote for it, if it has to be 60% of the state reps, it has to be 60% of the Senate, then it goes on the ballot, and it has to get two-thirds at that point. So roughly 67% of voters would then have to vote for it in order for it to pass. That would be the people making a decision. The state reps simply would just put the question on the ballot. But what could possibly be considered illegal about that? But yet, many of these state reps are deathly afraid of the federal government, and this position of, oh, you can't do that, was what was trotted out at this hearing and what persuaded at least two of the reps who were on that committee to change their minds and vote against this bill.
Because they thought that they could be brought up on charges based on a part of the U.S. Constitution that isn't referring to anything like what voting on CACR 32 would be like. It was referring to if you have ever been at war against the United States or aided the enemies thereof, then you can't run for office. That's what the part was. That's what the part of the U.S. Constitution that was cited for that threat was, and they don't even know the Constitution. They just go, oh, my God, that sounds scary.
They don't, and they don't know the fact that secession is not mentioned in the Constitution. There's nothing in there about that you can't secede, you cannot end the relationship, you cannot break up. It's not in there, and so therefore Article 10 of the U.S. Constitution, which reserves all rights not enumerated within the Constitution to the states... Therefore, Article 10 applies.
And so, secession, yep.
Yeah, so the ability to say goodbye is something that every state government and the people therein retain.
Well, this person sounds like they don't believe in the right to leave a group that you once were a part of. I mean, she called herself a victim of divorce.
Right.
And all I can think is that she's a wife and didn't want to get divorced, and her husband divorced her anyway.
More coming up here. You can share your thoughts at 603-283-6160. We'll get into some jail-related news. Nikki, you've got a bizarre... I guess not even that bizarre. It's probably happened a few times. Somebody got put in jail wrongfully, and we'll talk more about that situation coming up. Plus, relationships that are broken over politics. Bonnie's going to tell us maybe they can be fixed.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.